Thanks for calling customer service. This is Rosalind speaking. How can I help you?
Hello? Can you hear
yes.
me?
Yes, ma'am.
I can hardly hear you.
Thanks for calling customer service. This is Rosalind speaking. How can I help you?
Could you turn your volume up?
Ma'am, you would have to turn your volume up if you're having trouble.
My volume is up. I'm on a clear caption phone. And my volume is up to maximum level.
Okay, me turning my volume up wouldn't control how you.
Okay,
can
well,
hear
just
me.
Talk a little louder. Do that. If you talk a little louder, I can hear you. Okay?
Ma'am, I am speaking at normal tone. How can I help you today?
Okay. Well, that's a little better anyway. All right, I want to cancel this. Something, whatever this is, I don't know. Home Depot had a survey online, and I thought it was something because they said do the survey and get this free gift valued at $100. But then after I did it, it said that it was a 14-day trial on it. And well, first it said I was just had to pay the $5.97 shipping and handling. And then after that, I found out that in small letters, that there is a 14-day trial on it, and after the 14 days, then I have to pay $70 for it. And I don't want to do that.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your zip code to pull up that account, please?
33755.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
Hazel Shine. S like Sam, H like Harry, I like Ida, N like Nancy, E like Edward.
Thank you. Bear me one moment, Ms. Shine. I'm going to do some further searches for that account. Okay, Ms. Shine, just to make sure I'm correct, you said your zip code was 33755. Is that correct?
Yes, 33755.
Okay, could you have used another zip code or name? Because I'm not seeing an account pull up by that
no,
name.
No, I did not use another zip code. I live in Clearwater, Florida. My zip code is 33755.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. But like I said, I'm not finding an account under that name or zip code.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Okay, so what you may
well,
have to do
is there
call
any
your
other
bank.
Way you could? Is there any other way you could find it?
No, ma'am. So what you're going to have to do is call your bank and just have them dispute those charges because I can't do anything if I'm unable to pull up your account. I do apologize about that inconvenience. Okay, so we can try your phone number first. Let's try your phone number and... let's see if we can get you up onto that one. Ms. Shine, are you still there?
I'm here. I am here. What are you saying now? Use my phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, okay, the thing is, I called right after I did it, right after I realized that they were going to be charging me this $70, and the girl said, well, you have to call back in an hour, because we can't find it right now, because it's not in the system yet. So I don't know if they put it in the system or not. And so now you're telling me that you still can't find it.
No, ma'am, I do apologize about that.
Okay, all right, never mind. I'll figure it out. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling customer service, and have a great day.